Blog Talk Radio.
In 2166, an immortal tyrant named Vandal Savage conquered the world and murdered my wife and child. I have assembled an elite team to hunt him throughout time and stop his rise to power. Unfortunately, my plan is opposed by the body I'd sworn my allegiance to, the Time Masters. In the future, my friends may not be heroes, but if we succeed, they will be remembered as legends.
Previously on Legends of Tomorrow.
Party people, welcome to the DC Legends Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredian, and welcome back. If you're downloading the podcast, really appreciate you giving the love. So tonight we are talking about Shogun, which aired on October 26, 2016, on the season 2 of episode 3 of DC Legends of Tomorrow. Tonight we will be talking about Shogun. And let me read you a quick synopsis, that way you're on board as to what I'm talking about. Amaya stows away on the Wave Rider and attacks Mick, believing he's responsible for Rex's death. Nate stops using his newly developed metahuman ability to convert his body to a steel-like form. Sarah convinces Amaya that a rogue time traveler is likely to blame for the murder. An ancient during Ray's testing of Nate's abilities throws both men into the time vortex and starts them and strands them in the 17th century feudal Japan. Nate is found and cared by Masako Yamashiro, the betrothed of Shogun Tokugawa Ieyasu, who samurai capture Rei. Sarah, Amaya, and Mick rescue Rick from Tokugawa, who uses the Atom suit against them. They meet up with the recovery to recover Nate, who does not want to leave Masako to Tokugawa's mercy. They defend Masako's village for the samurai, while Rei and Nate defeat Tokugawa by destroying the Atom suit. Nate and Amaya officially join the team. Meanwhile, Jefferson and Sion discover a hidden armory inside the ship and a secret message from Barry Allen in the year 2056 for Rip and Forbidden for the crew. Now, OMG. And I'm just going to go straight into that, because
the message from Barry Allen from 2056
gotta be insane. Now, I wonder if this has to do with the Crisis newspaper that Harrison Wells had in the newspaper in the first season of Flash. I was just thinking about that. I wonder if it has anything to do with that. I have to go back and check out the year of that newspaper. But boy, oh boy. And of course, in TV tradition, the message. Because, of course, the message was not for them. It was for Rip. And it was forbidden for the crew. So what are your guesses? I mean, seriously, I'm out of marbles here. I have no idea what the message will be. I mean, seriously, as we get closer and closer to what Barry is trying to tell the team, or at least not tell the team, but tell Rip that something has gone wrong. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome for Barry Allen to mention anything about the Justice League or mention about Superman? Like, wow, that would be so great. What a great opportunity for the writers to mention or have cameos of other Justice League members. Just so much. And then, of course, why can't Barry just vibe into the ship and be like, yo, something's happened in 2056. Why can't we see an older Barry from that timeline? Rather than just hearing them, well, that'd be great. Now, I haven't read anything online as to what their guesses or theories would be as to what Barry Allen is trying to say in his recording message for Rip. But believe you me, it has to be something really big on an epic proportion. Do you think it even has to do with the crossover? But remember, it was Barry Allen from 2056, not 2016. So that's what, 40 years from now? Oh my gosh. 40 years from now is when Barry leaves that message for Rip Plenty. And it's just blowing my mind. But let's go back to Japan. Of course, Nate falls in love with Yamashiro. And she is, of course, betrothed to the samurai king, or whatever you want to call it, Yakamagawato. And he takes over the suit. Now, this is what I was talking about last night. We're, you know, talking about the previous episode. They're changing small history. Okay, because now technology existed for the 17th century Japanese. So now they were exposed to these people with these abilities and time travel and explaining what's going on and on. And then, I mean, doesn't that alter time? That's what I'm, hello, I need help here. Because by them interfering, that already alters time. Because now she won't marry him, and then whatever that history entails never existed now. So now they created like a flashpoint where she, what if she was murdered a few months later, which, you know, I guess that was his tradition of doing to his wives. And then now she's alive. So now she might have this offspring that might, you know, battle him, or I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, is he still in power? We don't know. I mean, we don't know what the future of Japan is. And they just lollygag, get on the spaceship, and then take off. I'm confused. What's going on? We need Rip Hunter to remind us that they are not supposed to do that. They are so running rogue. We need Rip. Rip, Rip, Rip. I'm going to cheer three times for Rip. Rip, Rip, Rip. Rip, Rip, Rip. Rip, Rip, Rip. All right, there you go. And that's my take. It's just amazing how going in and doing their own thing and changing history, which Nate, of all people, Mr. Historian, which I guess that's thrown out the window now that he has this ability to turn into the Man of Steel, literally the Man of Steel. It reminds me of what's that guy from the X-Men? That was also Deadpool. Oh my gosh, you know what I'm talking about, right? Man, what's his name? What's his name? Colossus, yes. Colossus. So it's kind of like a form of Colossus, except Colossus is more rigid. You can see the rigid lines. And we have Nate here, who is now the Man of Steel, which just turns into this glossy Terminator, liquid Terminator type of body. And what do you guys think? What do you guys think of Nate's new ability? I think it's great, because if you're going to be in the Legends of Tomorrow, you have to be a legend. And we couldn't have this nerdy historian just tag along and try to tell the team what to do when he was in that civilian level. So I'm sure now with the ability to turn to steel, he could also kick ass with the team, not only mentally, but physically, which is a great addition, because it was kind of weird to have Rip just be a Time Master with no abilities, not even telepathy or anything like that. It's great to have, like, in his place as to what history is and how to fix it. So, of course, they still do not know that the
villain of the story is the Reverse Flash, EO Ward. EO Bordon is being the puppet master of what's been going on in DC Legends of Tomorrow. I express my views as to the whole villainy sharing the universe, and we'll leave it at that. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I love how these podcasts are nice and quick. Just wanted to give you guys a little glimpse as to what were my opinions of the episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you then. Have a good night. Bye.